Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
The official residence of the President of the United States was designed by an Irishman. William Hoban was selected for the job in 1792 over, among others, an anonymous submission from Thomas Jefferson. Hoban's White House has been expanded many times, but it's still really cramped. About 370 people work there, most of them in the tiny rooms and narrow corridors of the West Wing. Oh, there's an office building across the street, but presidents want their top aides close by, and they want to be in the room where it happens. So it's troubling that the president returned to the White House only 3 days after being hospitalized with COVID-19. He's still probably shedding the virus. His staff is paying the price. Nearly a dozen have tested positive, along with other folks who've merely visited the place. In the White House, you know, masks are for losers. It's tempting to turn all this into metaphors. A president with no regard for the little people, an administration contemptuous of science, a country oblivious to danger. Let's not get carried away. The president really does think he's healthy. The staff knew the risks when they signed up. They're learning that masks are a good idea. Life goes on. What's more important, more fertile ground for metaphor, is what will happen next. We'll likely have a new, less reckless president come January, but the virus will linger. Just as a third of patients suffer some kind of lasting disability, so will the country. For one thing, we'll never get back the 300,000 Americans who will have died of the virus by Inauguration Day. For another, it'll take months to contain the pandemic, years to restore the economy, longer still to heal our widespread distrust of science, of each other. We should start planning for this, especially the healing part. The last days of an election aren't the best time, but maybe we could start dialing down our anger, ramping up our efforts at understanding, cooperating, being kind. Sounds idealistic, I know, but we've seen what the alternative can do. Our divisions have prevented us from saving jobs, lives, dreams. Let's not make the same mistakes or fan the same fires during the next 4 years. A new administration can disinfect the halls of the White House, but healing the country is something we can do only together. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.